Let's go. We've got Maria here. We're going to be talking about the Respect program. So let's get into that. We had a talk the other month about the Respect program. I'll hand it over to Maria. Just to
Good morning, Maria.
Yes, she's becoming a regular. And just to have a quick chat to us about an overview of the Respect program and then where we're up to.
Yep. So last time we were here, we just spoke about how it started with the schools and how we were moving into the community, which we had a meeting over a month ago now with representatives from a variety of places, police, chambers of commerce, childcare, ambulance, and I'm forgetting a few people, I apologise, but there was a wide range.
I saw it in the paper, and
the council as well, yeah.
Yes.
And the support was excellent. Everyone agreed that it was something that we needed in the community.
Well done.
So, and then from there we came up with a whole heap of ideas, which was really frightening because there's so many things to do. But there is so many things that we can do, and we are looking at them one by one. And we've got a steering committee, so we're going to have a meeting this week, actually, with our steering committee, which is going to be, once again, representatives from all over the community who are going to be helping us with the putting all the projects into place. The other big thing that we had was we've got countertoppers, which are have got little fold-up things that we've put into businesses. So you'll probably see them around the Redcliffe area and also the Deception Bay area. We've got them out to businesses.
There's a lot of businesses that are jumping on board too.
Yep, they were all really supportive, the ones that I've spoken to,
great.
But other people are giving them out as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a website, and so if your business wants one of those countertoppers, you just need to get onto, and it's Respect, commit to it.
Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And in there you can contact us, or at Redcliffe State High School we've got all of them, and you can come and collect as many as you need for your business.
We'll put that link up on
our
Facebook.
How many schools have we got on board the project now? There's more than 12?
Yeah, it's 13 schools in the area, and then as I said, we also have now got childcare on board as well, so that's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it is, because it does have to start young.
That's huge.
That's exactly right. The education has to start way down, yeah.
And is it just an awareness that you're looking for, or is there a commitment those businesses need to do, or if you want to be involved, is there something more actionable?
Yeah, at the moment it's a commitment is what we're asking for, but this is what our steering committee is looking at. We understand that just a commitment's not going to make changes. Biggest change you can make is educating people, hence why we're on the education show. And the way that we need to do that is we need to have funds. So that's our next challenge, we're trying to get some funds together.
Yep.
And we've got a fundraiser that's coming up 20th of June. We haven't got the details finalised yet because we've still got to have a meeting about that. But we're having a dinner at it's a new restaurant on the Redcliffe waterfront, Greek Cucina. Pronunciation there. But as I said, that will be more information on the Facebook page when we get that. So 20th of June, if you've got that free, book it in your calendar.
Oh, brilliant. Listen out, everybody.
It's going to be very booked out, so jump in early.
It will be. Yeah. But what in the world that we live in today, with all the bad news that you hear going on, it's great to hear communities coming together.
Yeah.
To work together to try and improve their community.
Exactly.
I think it's fantastic. Should
you
be
rolled
out.
You can't just bury problems under the carpet and have them go away.
That's exactly
it. Doesn't work like that.
You have to rise up and show the qualities, the good things.
The community's got to stick together.
Yeah. We've got a great community.
Yep.
You know, that's just it. We just get a little bit split because of the time pressures and work pressures and everything else that happens. But, Maria, I'm excited for that. So that's the Facebook page. We'll put that up on our 99FM Facebook page
so
we can do a link for that. Businesses want to get involved is fantastic. I think the more businesses we can, the
definitely
better.
We're happy to have anyone on board helping us.
Oh, yes. Let's show Australia how great Redcliffe is.
Exactly.
That would be something worthwhile, you know, a real role model.
So what else is happening at Redcliffe at the moment?
Put me on the spot.
Lots
there. Okay, it's really busy. We're heading up towards the holidays, so we've got assessment all starting there. Now F1 in schools regional trials are coming up, so that's a big one.
That's in July, I think, and
we've
got about half a dozen schools involved in that.
Yeah. That's right.
Brisbane State and Pine Rivers.
Yep, and that'll be held at the TAFE, I believe.
Yep.
So what a great supporter.
Yep.
Our step-up programs are starting in about in the last week of school, which is where the primary schools get to come up and have a look at different programs that we run. So
I love the Step Up program. It's it's just works so well, and great links to the schools, to high schools, to your primary schools. This is what we should be doing all the time. Breaks down the fears.
Yes.
You know, and it's marvelous how much fear is out there in those little grade sixes thinking about going into high school.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And most of it's made up in their own head, hearing stories on the media, you know, about, scary. But no, well done. Step up.
Well, and there's a bit of construction going on at the school,
isn't
there?
There is a lot of construction going on at our school. We're getting a new hall, which is really exciting. And a new admin block,
It's going to be huge. Round of applause. Yay.
So those people driving past and noticing that there is a lot of trucks happening around, that's what's happening on the Western campus there.
Oh, on the Western,
yes. We've also got one on the Eastern campus. That's a new bus shed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, some people will be excited that. Not as excited as a hall, but some people are happy with that.
It's been a few years without a hall.
All schools need a hall.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
I think that, Maria, that we're
pretty happy. We might go into some sponsors, and we should be back with our next guest.
Happy, Bonk. Maria, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Maria.
Can't wait to have you back on next time. Good luck.
Thank you.